Monogamish contains content intended for mature audiences. The views expressed here are for entertainment purposes only. Please enjoy the show.
Hi, I'm Justina.
And I'm Kanji.
And we're monogamish. And today we have Ruth and Dave on the show with us. I'm so excited about this episode.
I know. You guys are some of my favorite people ever.
You know that.
I know. We've known you guys for quite some time, and your story, I mean, it always brings a smile to my face. I can't wait to share it with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you guys today?
Doing great.
Yeah,
doing good. Welcome to our new studio.
Oh, thank you. We're excited to be here.
It's pretty.
Thank you. I like that word, pretty.
It's pretty. Mm-hmm. Sparkly. You can definitely tell my wife's kick, right?
Definitely.
You guys definitely have a style, that's for sure.
We do. It's called extra.
It's great.
It is. So Ruth and Dave, how long have you guys been married?
26 years.
I agree.
How would you guys classify your relationship?
We are a really good relationship.
But are you open relationship? Are you consensually non-monogamous? Are you just swingers? How do you guys classify it?
Openish.
Openish.
Openish. I like that.
Monogamish. Openish.
Yeah. You know. We'll see how it goes.
The first 20 years though, you guys were
monogamy.
Straight and narrow.
For 24 years, we were totally monogamous. And now you got me messed up.
Monogamous.
Because you say monogamish, and I'm like, well, yeah. what do I say?
Monogamous.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's the word.
And so then, I don't know who wants to tell the story, but...
Oh, she's better at it.
Do it, Drew.
Yeah,
do it.
Come on. You got this.
So we went to a couple clothing optional places.
Okay.
And I was... laying there naked, talking to this other man. He was totally naked. And we were having a totally normal conversation. I was like, well, this is so cool. And so we went to a couple other clothing optional places. And it was just very freeing to be naked.
Right. Liberating.
Yes, it was.
Now, did you seek these places out specifically? Like, did you go online looking for them?
Or? Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can't just go naked anywhere.
Right. But what got you guys interested in doing that to start with?
It was that cruise, I think. You know, we were looking at the excursions.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they had one that said a clothing optional beach. And I was like, you know what? Let's just go. So it was a normal vanilla cruise.
Okay.
And it was stopping at a place that had an excursion over towards one of the clothing optional beaches.
Okay.
And so it wasn't really a planned out, hey, let's go get naked somewhere, until we saw it on the, whatever. And
the
so
itinerary.
Then we decided, itinerary, and then we decided to go out there.
Oh, yeah.
So he talked me into it and stuff, but then we went down to by Uray to the clothing optional hot springs a couple times. Oh. And it's just very freeing. I just learned that I like being naked. So we like cruises, and so we said, well, let's go on a nude cruise. And so 18 months in advance, we signed up for this nude cruise. Well, 6 months later, I came home from work, and he goes, you know that nude cruise we're going on? Well, it just so happens that it's a swinger cruise.
So you didn't know it was a lifestyle event.
Oh,
and so he's
gosh.
Like, I can cancel it. And we didn't know we could have totally gone on it and it would have been totally fine not being swingers at all.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't know that.
Right.
And so I'm like, well, let's, you know, check into it. And so for the next several months, while I was recovering from my boob job, he would do some research on it and tell me all about it. And then 4th of July, we went to Las Vegas because we didn't want to run into anybody that we knew, you know.
I remember
those
days.
Oh, God. Those are
what
those
if somebody
scary days.
Sees us here? And
I
then
know.
You have to always remind yourself, they're doing the same thing you are.
Exactly. And so, but we have never seen anybody from our vanilla life.
There.
At the
yeah. At any of the events. No.
That's an awkward moment. That's not something.
That?
Oh yeah, that's not something yes. that you're missing out on when you.
Well, no.
It's always an awkward moment to begin with, but oddly enough, after that awkward moment passes, then you're like, oh, finally, somebody else that I can talk to about this stuff with.
There you go.
And it's a lot different, but mm-hmm. Yeah, we were like that in the beginning too, definitely. Let's go to all the clubs outside of Colorado so that we don't run into anybody that we know. Mm-hmm. So you guys went to a Vegas club?
Yeah.
Which one?
Whispers.
Oh, Whispers.
And it was an odd night, so there's only five couples there.
Oh.
And
I think they're all but the couple we played with were regulars, you know, kind of like our club, how there's people there every single day.
Right.
Yes.
So they were there and they invited us to sit down. We decided to talk to them. And we talked to them, and they kept on dropping hints the entire time. Mm-hmm. And he kept on dropping hints to me. And Ruth is I wouldn't say
oblivious.
I was
oblivious. And then he's like, well, let's go walk around. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then we went into a room and he goes, well, you guys over there and us over here. And then we started taking off our clothes and we went together. So we did soft swab for that first time. And they were like, wow, you did that sober? For your first time?
Were they expecting you to be all like trash?
Well, they couldn't do it. Oh. They couldn't do it sober.
They can't play with others sober.
Yeah, they have to be drinking for a while.
That happens sometimes in this lifestyle, you know?
That's definitely not my favorite because, well, you know what? We have our couch where the new people come in our club. They call it the fresh meat couch. You guys know what we're talking about, right? Because all the regulars go, ooh, somebody's new here. They're over there filling out paperwork. Let's, you know, go check out what fresh meat is available.
Right.
Well, a lot of times I feel like the people that can't get nervous about it come on those bigger nights like Halloween and New Year's, and then they get so drunk because they don't know what to expect that they think that they have to drink just to get through the night, just to get through the door.
Right.
And I think a lot of times they think they're going to walk in and just walk right in on an orgy that you have to participate in.
I mean, let's be honest, Pornhub and all the other, I shouldn't say that company's name, but the porn sites, if you type swinger in there, all you see is orgy type of an environment.
Yes.
Right. And in all the clubs we've been to, it's never been an orgy type environment. You walk in the door and everybody's naked having sex. Now, do people have sex at the clubs? Yes.
But you don't just walk into it.
You just don't walk into it.
You don't even walk into that at house parties. Right. You know?
Right. Yeah. At house parties, it's nothing like what you see on the porn, too. So even on the research, if you're researching swinging and so forth and getting into it, you think it's just everyone having sex with everybody all the time. And you show up to a party, everybody drops their clothes, and then they jump into bed. And that can be further than the truth.
There's no holds barred. You know, like everybody, just because we're swingers, like we're all fucking. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, it's just a free-for-all.
Well, you know, we've been friends with you guys for a couple of years now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And we've never played.
Yeah, no.
That's true. And we have quite a few friends at the club that we've never played with. And, you know, that's actually more normal. That's your normal relationship than it is the opposite.
Right.
I 100% agree. And I think, too, it just, when you have that other layer of knowing that that's an option out there, but it's an option for everybody. Everybody kind of puts their guard down, and you're not like at a regular club where you don't know what people's intentions are. Everybody knows why everybody is there, but whether you want to do it or not is your choice. Mm-hmm. And I think the consent thing is so much bigger in a club like ours than you'd find in any vanilla club anywhere.
Yeah, I think sexual harassment is much lower in occurrence at the swingers club than you would find in a normal pickup bar.
Right.
Or a dance scene.
Exactly. And so it kills me when they say, oh, maybe you shouldn't dress like that if you want to be harassed. Well, no, because over here I can dress naked and not be harassed. I can have nothing on and be perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's people that just need to learn how to control themselves in any environment, whether it's in a bar, a vanilla bar, or a swinger bar. So then you guys kind of went head first. We got onto this cruise.
So, you know, after she played, you know, she played with the girl a little bit, and we're driving back to the hotel, and it's just quiet. I'm thinking, oh shit, you know, we just fucked up, right? And we're driving back to the hotel, and it's just quiet, and then she bursts out, "That was so awesome!" and I'm like,
I'm sure you love his impression of you.
No, that is what she did.
Yeah, that was awesome. It was.
And I was like, you know, you're thinking, you know, we've been married, well, at that time, 24 years. And I'm thinking, oh, shit, you know, this is going to throw our marriage into rocks. And, you know, this was a bad experience. And we're going to have to, I have to kiss and make up after this one. But it didn't turn out that way. She totally loved it. And, you know, she's been in it. People have asked us, well, how do I get my wife to agree to do this? Oh. And we laugh.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't.
You don't.
Yeah. They have to
Can
want
I
this,
tell you,
you know?
The most successful relationships that I've personally seen in the lifestyle are when it's the woman's idea to join the lifestyle.
Oh, definitely.
And especially when they're 100% on board, even if it's both ideas.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, gosh.
And we've known, you know, we've known couples where they think that, you know, this will help my relationship if we come and we start doing this. And it never does.
No.
Oh, no.
It's the worst mistake they can make. It's the worst mistake they can make in their relationship.
Right. So how did it evolve then from doing swinging? You went from nude clubs to swinging.
Yes.
And now you've gone onto another role.
So I've actually done some porn.
Okay.
And
so
I...
So how did you get into that? Was it something that you two were talking about and you were like, hey,
I was actually at work and I walked out, I was on a break and I went outside and I was talking to him on the phone, talking to Dave on the phone. And I said, and we were talking and we're like, you know, we're doing this for free. Why not try to get this paid for it?
Right.
And so he actually signed me up on, I think it was a couple websites, and then we just stuck with the one.
We stuck with the one website, the job site for... adult workers.
Can we say the it's sexyjobs.com.
Okay.
So I've been on sexyjobs.com for like 2 years and it didn't come up with a lot. If somebody wants to do like be a cam girl, then there's a million people advertising on there.
I believe that.
So, do you go on there and specifically look for the jobs and apply, or do you go on there and basically build a profile and market yourself?
Yeah, we have a profile. They contact her. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like everything else. You talk to 100 people to get one.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you get a lot of people saying, hey, I'm starting up my porn business. Can we do this? And how much is it? And you know, say, now that we know what we charge, we just like, well, this is what it is. And they're like, well, you know, that's more than I is expecting to pay.
Right.
And a lot of times it's a guy, he wants to be the male talent and her to be the female talent. Then he wants to do profit sharing. And we're not really into the profit sharing of the porn industry because, A, we don't know this guy. We don't know if he's going to pay us. I don't really want to track his traffic, his sales counts. I don't want him to send me a report and me have to audit it.
Yeah.
I've been a business owner for many, many years. Yeah. And I have zero desire to manage someone else's business.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, for us, it's like, no, we don't want to deal with it. But we get a lot of people and we say, this is our price, take it or leave it. And a lot of times they disappear because it's too much. They're expecting a free fuck.
Hey, you know what? You're worth it. You are worth what you charge.
So, yeah, absolutely.
So when you say we, Dave, though, but you're not participating in the video making?
I do not participate. But when I say we, I'm sorry. I run her business.
Gator runs the business.
I say, honey, I need some new photos up on this website. And he goes, okay, I'll get those up. Because sometimes you have to shrink the photos because they're too big for the website. And so he does things like that. He's the computer guy.
Have you been taking pictures of her, like sexy pictures, your whole marriage? Or did this just start within the last few years?
On and off our whole marriage, yeah.
Okay.
But definitely not as much as the last 2 years.
Not as much as you know, we've been taking nude photos on and off for the years. But, you know, we're old. So back in the day, you had to actually go get it printed.
32, 33? Right?
I mean, and then cell phone cameras and digital cameras haven't really gotten good until the last couple of years anyway.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so, you know, to take pictures, you know, in the past, if you had your Canon camera, looking at the camera here. If you had your Canon camera, you still had to take the picture, take it back to a computer, use Photoshop on it. It was a lot more difficult than it is with technology today. Technology makes taking... Well, porn pictures, pornographic pictures or naked pictures of my wife, 10 times easier. We can, without having to pack around a camera everywhere, we just take our cell phones out and snap some shots out in the middle of nowhere. The topless settlement in Colorado, courts have made it easier for her to be topless.
And, right. Yep. That's and what so, we talk about.
I know, I love that.
Can photo,
free the nipple.
Free the titty. Yeah, free the
titty. So a lot of the western states where we live right now, you know, it's unless they really want to take you to court, you know, you can get topless, take a picture, and still have sexy pictures without it really breaking the law, I guess.
Crossing that line.
Crossing
but we
that
try
line.
To find places where it's kind of secluded and we watch
oh, yeah, we
cars.
Try not to have children and...
Yeah.
It's not at the park, right?
It's usually not.
Laid out on the side.
Yes, it has been at the park.
I love it.
But, you know, no kids are going up and down the slide going, Mommy, look, tits.
So we joked before we started recording that you're essentially her pimp. because you're now in a business relationship. So this probably stepped your actual marriage and that relationship up a notch, wouldn't you say?
Oh, I'm more stressed now.
No, you were sitting there white knuckled, worried that you were going to have to apologize, and instead you're pimping her out.
No, you're
white knuckled the other way, huh?
Right.
You're stressed because you got too much work.
It is too much work. You know, every time we go to the club, she's like, take some more pictures. I'm like, damn it, I want to take more pictures.
Trying to have fun.
Smiling. You know, we're taking winter pictures, right? It's snowing, it's cold, she's butt naked out there. I'm taking pictures. She's like, all right, here, I'm changing my panties now, and my hands are freezing. I'm like, I don't know how you're out here naked.
We're summer babies.
My hands are freezing. Let's put some clothes on and jump in the car.
So did you come up with her whole marketing? Did you decide like how you were gonna?
Right. So yeah. So I've come up. Now she does. She posts the pictures. She chooses most of the pictures that goes on Instagram, on Twitter. She chats with most of the boys now. I used to chat initially, and then I'm like, I don't have
chat as me.
You know, some guys have sent dick pics, and I have zero desire to see more dick pics.
Me either, right? Honestly, some guys send me dick pics too. I'm like, delete.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
It's a guy thing. It must be a guy thing. And I swear, guys like sending their dick pics. Mm-hmm. Unsolicited, especially.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, no, unless I specifically ask to see it, I don't want to see it.
Right. Well, it's funny, in the lifestyle, I mean, we chat with a lot of people. No one sends us dick pics.
No, that's not, I know, it's weird.
People that are in the
we
lifestyle.
Just wait till we go to the ranch and we look at your dick, you know, when you're naked.
Well, but, you know, the amount of people that send her inappropriate pictures, the first message, we're not talking like, hey, how are you doing? Hey, can I send you a picture?
No.
It's the first message is like, look how hard you made me. And it's well, thank you. I've never seen a penis before.
Right?
It's quite novel.
Thank you.
I don't know if I'll recognize you on Sunday.
You know, she tells me this all the time. She's like, oh my God, you won't believe how many dick pics I get every day, and I'm all
the time. And I just,
through Facebook,
delete,
through this, through that.
Delete.
She's like, yeah, I'm like, hey, I don't know. I'm not on social media, so
and
I wouldn't
completely
know that.
Unsolicited.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
So I can imagine how
you
quickly
got
over that.
Oh my gosh.
But we've cut back who we chat with on Instagram and Twitter as much. I mean, some people react. If they comment on a photo, you know, we'll have conversations there. But a lot of people are like, answer my DM, and I'm like, I have no desire to keep on having you message her or me. We're all day long.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going anywhere.
Right.
You know, it's more of a, you know, I guess massaging her fan base a little bit and you know, making a couple of them feel good. But it's kind of funny. I'm talking about her business. Sorry. But no, yeah, we pimp her out. We get the we get the messages. Then we you know, we figure out which ones she's going to go shoot with.
Awesome.
And so when she did her first major studio, that was probably our biggest break. And that was last year, last summer.
It was a year and a half ago, and it was on Sexy Jobs, and the guy, he was actually kind of an ass when he was texting me, and I was like, what? And then he's like, well, just send me the pictures. And I'm like, fine, I'll send them to you. So I sent him the pictures, and he got me on with the Score Group, which is a major company that's in Florida and California. And so they have me on 40somethingmag.com.
Oh, wow.
And so I flew out to L.A. and did a two-day shoot. And it was from 8 o'clock in the morning till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. No breaks. It was all about me, you know, of course. And so we started out in the morning with a whole bunch of pictures. And I was actually sore the next day just from doing those pictures because he had me in so many different positions.
Oh, it was crazy. Oh, my gosh. Now, were they just all nude? Did they have
No, they're like different outfits and everything.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And so, but they started out with 2 hours of hair and makeup. And so he straightened my hair, put hair pieces in, you know, and did tons of makeup. And then that first day I did a solo, and I didn't really know what I was doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, this was my first major shoot.
And were you by yourself, or did Dave, was he able to come with you?
I don't usually go,
no. Okay. So he wasn't there. So it was me, the hairdresser, the photographer, and then the guy came later. To do the sex scene.
Yeah, because he doesn't need the hair and makeup and all that shit.
Yeah, he literally shows up in like jeans and a t-shirt.
Right.
The only thing anyone's interested in is cock.
His cock. Right. Yes.
And so the first, I did the solo, and you know, after a while, I'm like, I was trying to actually come, and I'm like, oh yeah, I should just fake it, you know.
Yeah.
And so. So I figured that I was like, oh yeah, I should just fake this. But anyways, so then I got with the guy and so he did, they did an interview, and well, actually I think before the interview he took a bunch of pictures. So you take pictures in the sex scenes, mm-hmm. and the sex positions, and then he had me kneeling on my knees in front of the guy, and he comes towards me with this bottle and was trying to pump something on my face, and I'm like. And it wasn't working. And I'm like, what is that? He goes, it's cum lube. And I'm going, okay.
What the fuck?
And so he puts cum lube on my face and takes the still photo.
Oh.
And then I go back to the makeup and she redoes my makeup and then we do the whole sex scene.
Oh, do you see this, guys? Your dreams are shattered. It's not even real cum on her face.
It was. In the video.
In the video it is.
In the video it's real cum.
But in the stills it's not.
In the stills it's fake.
It's fake cum.
It's like food porn, right? When they take a picture of that hamburger and you're like, damn, that's a tasty hamburger. Then you get it as a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like, what is this? It doesn't look like the picture. That's kind of like how the stills are.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. The second day... I did 2 hours of hair and makeup, and then I went with the guy, and both of these guys are really professional. Back to the first day, he couldn't keep it up.
Oh.
And so we'd do a little bit, and then he'd go in the other room, try to get hard, and then come back. He said he had some kind of head cold or something. I mean, not a cold, but he had sinus.
He really needed a professional fluffer.
That's right.
Even doing porn, he still can't get it up.
Yeah.
Well, which is common in the lifestyle, right?
Right.
You wouldn't think. Porn stars do it, but...
Well, yeah. Unfortunately, some of the women in the lifestyle get into the lifestyle because they're not getting it at home.
Could be, yes.
They're
faking it.
Yeah. They're faking it.
So the second guy, the second day, the guy was super nice. He's a total professional. And so I get there, and they're like, okay, well, we're going to do the dorm room scene. And they open this little... It's all done in a house. They open this door, and... There's a dorm room in this house. It's just this little room made up like a dorm room. And so they said, okay, you know the scene where the mom, me, comes to his son, her son's dorm room, and he's not there, but his lifetime friend, who's his roommate, comes and you seduce him. I'm like, sure, but you want me to do acting? I'm like,
yeah.
What?
I just signed up to lay down and spread my legs.
That's right.
What the hell is this?
There was not supposed to be any actual words in this scene.
Exactly. So I'm like, okay.
Dialogue
is boring. Exactly.
You fast forward the first 8 minutes. Take the clothes off.
They're talking.
So I knew that, you know, porn's known for bad acting. So I'm like, okay, whatever. And so I go, well, what do I say? And they're like, okay, you say this, and then you say this, and then you say that.
Oh, my God.
And then he would go through. No, not at all.
Oh, my God, it was just memory.
Yeah, so they would say a whole bunch of things, and then I'm like, okay, what was the first thing you said?
Oh, my God.
What am I supposed to say? So I opened the door and walked in and, you know, did the scene there, and then the guy did his scene from the door. And so anyways, we did the scenes and it turned out good. The other guy, he was super nice and just walked me through it and everything. And we were literally like fucking for like 40 minutes.
Wow.
It was amazing. It was really
so
cool.
So you didn't have to fake it the second day.
No. I didn't. Yeah.
There you go. No, Corey Still is named Corey Still for a reason.
Got a full name shout out. Yeah. Oh, we're gonna have to Google this one when we're done.
When we were doing the still photos, so he's in me doggy style, and he's got to stay hard, you know. Mm-hmm. And so he's like going in and out, even though we're just doing the still photos. And I'm like, this is not a time to be noisy, but man, that feels good. That's what I was thinking in my head.
Oh, you should have just said it.
So it was pretty funny, but he did really good. He was super nice.
So there was a point before COVID and the whole world got turned upside down that you guys like took temporary leaves of absences and stuff from your job to pursue this, correct? Wasn't that what happened? Or you were going to move? You were also going to move to Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
Very similarly to me and Kenji's whole idea that got blown up when the world ended.
Yes. That day. We had talked about we wanted to move to Las Vegas.
I own my own business, so I don't have to be here for my business. It's been running itself for years and years. And my manager, she's been with me for 15 years. And so, you know, it was like, why are we here, sitting here doing nothing? You know, we could be in Mexico for 6 months. Our goal was to be in Mexico for 6 months and then go to Europe for 3 months and then hit Asia for 3 months and then back to Europe.
Oh, nice.
For another three or something like that, yeah. So our plan was just to kind of go for a year.
Globetrotting.
And yeah. COVID hit and, you know.
Got rid of all that.
My business has struggled like every other business has struggled with COVID. And so this year we kind of chuckled and go, well, F your plans. This is welcome to 2020.
Welcome
2020.
To 2020. Yes.
The new swear word.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. But, hey, you know, it's so weird. You know, like the COVID thing happens and, you know, your business starts going down, but I'm sure this business starts picking up.
Yeah. You know, and so. Some recent offers, right, Ruth?
Yeah. So in May, I went with a private society.
Nice.
They flew me out to Iowa.
Oh. Hey, watch
where
it.
I always wanted to get my corn from, Iowa.
That's right.
Out in them cornfields.
That's right. So they it's just a couple that does it, and they started out in Des Moines, and then last November, they bought a mansion in Iowa.
Oh, wow.
I mean, not in Iowa, but in another town in Iowa. And she flew me out there, and that one was a really easy shoot because all I did was show up, have sex, and do the whole thing for just an hour.
Oh, wow.
And then I'm done.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the next day I showed up, and it was a threesome.
Uh-huh.
And so it was another woman my age, and then a guy, a 24-year-old BBC.
I remember you telling me.
Yes.
Yeah.
10-inch, really thick, you know. And I was like, accidentally scraping my teeth on him, you know.
Oh, wow.
Has a big mouth, by the way. for her to be scraping teeth, that was one big dick.
Yeah, it was. And so that one took about 2 hours, but so it was really simple. And the guy's just like right there with the camera. The first day, I was laying on my back on the massage table right next to the swimming pool, and I was laying on my back, and he's fucking me from front, and my leg is over the cameraman. And he's like right there, and the cameraman, he loved that I have a red bush.
Oh,
okay.
And so he's like, I never get this. This is awesome.
Close up. Seriously.
And he had him come on my bush, you know, so yeah.
So do you ever feel like you're missing out on the porn stuff, Dave?
No.
You like being behind the scenes and just setting it all up for her and kind of vetting them.
Yeah, just vetting the companies. I mean, there's a lot of startups that aren't serious about paying anybody. Mm-hmm. They just want to start up their own site, and then, hey, we'll share the money later. And I think they're just looking for free talent. The problem is they're looking for a female talent, and porn is all about the female talent. It's not about the male talent.
Right.
And so they
very
don't
much with the lifestyle too. It's all true. About the female talent. But
they don't have the talent themselves. And so they try to get these girls to do it for free, mm-hmm. thinking, oh, well, he's a talent. No, he's not. So typically if we were to be, well, we are planning on starting our own porn site, which we've been working on. But
congratulations, by the way.
I would most likely hire the male talent rather than try to be the male talent myself.
Okay.
I prefer not to be on the camera end of the porn. Mm-hmm. Too much pressure for a guy. And to be honest, in porn, if the guy can't get it up, they fire the guy. They don't. You're done in the
there
career.
You go. Right. You're blackballed.
You're blackballed. she gets a lot of messages. People asking, well, how can I get on with private society? And I hope they don't hear this, but the private society likes to hire certain men that they know can perform.
There you go.
They like repeating of the male talent because they know this guy is going to get hard, he's going to come on demand, and we're going to be done in an hour.
Right.
So they actually had they've had a couple guys where they were like, I can do it, I can do it. And so they would hire, so say they hired me, and they had this guy come in, and he's like, oh, yeah, I can do it, I can do it. And then he can't perform. Well, then I'm out a whole video that I thought was going to be online.
Oh, wow, so that you don't get paid. Right. Because
well, no, I get paid.
Okay. But they flew the girl out.
But I don't have the video online.
Oh, right. So your exposure is just trash.
Yeah. So instead of having two for that flying out there, I would only have one video. And so that would, it sucks for the girl that she had this guy that couldn't perform that said, oh, yeah, I can do it.
And the one, not the Corey Steele one, but the first video of 40-something.com is choppy. It isn't really well done. They spent more time interviewing her on the camera, what they actually released. And it just wasn't that good of a video because the guy couldn't stay hard. Mm. They didn't have 40 minutes of uncut intercourse.
Yes.
Whereas they did with Corey Steele, with Corey, they were able to take the 40 minutes and cut it where they wanted to versus the guy getting soft halfway through it.
You actually had a 20 minute video instead of, a 20 minute video.
Right. So it didn't look as good. It wasn't as clean cut as they probably want. And that had nothing to do with, Ruth. It had everything to do with the male talent just not being able to stay hard during the moment. And I think that's the hardest part. These kids, they all contact her and say, how can I be I want to be your man. I want to have sex with you.
I want to be a porn star. But until shit hits the fan.
And then
you have to
perform. Uh-huh. Which I feel bad for the guys because they have to perform and performance anxiety.
That's their job.
Yes, exactly.
They can't come early.
Right.
Yeah.
And they have to come when they want you to come.
That's right.
Yeah, they have to stay hard, have sex, not come, and then come on demand.
Right.
So
and have a load.
Mm-hmm.
So that means they, we talked to a guy for another website which hasn't hired us but has said that they would hire us, me. Okay, but he was saying that he has to go 3 days without sex so that he has a full load.
Oh. Holy shit.
And he's the male talent for a point of view, POV mm-hmm. website. This very famous. But the talent has to wait 3 days to build up his load. And so I just don't know how many guys,
can be that
male talent can be that disciplined to be able to do the shots and be able to keep it hard and so forth for everything. And I think that's why there are certain guys that you see in porn and you go, man, he was on a lot of videos. He's on this video, on this video. It's because they can stay hard.
They're like the porn.
And they can come on to me.
Yes.
Because exactly. Like they got to do their own thing. And oh my gosh, it's so hard.
So hard. But I think, a lot of guys, and myself included, I don't think I'd be a money man where I could guarantee that if I fly a girl out here to have a threesome with or have sex with Ruth or whatnot, that I would be able to perform during that moment. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the biggest, you know, I don't know, fear of my part is I waste all this money. I'd rather just hire a talent that knows what he's doing. So we do have our video that we did ourselves. He was in porn. We know him from the ranch.
Okay.
And so...
So he did really good.
He did really well. He stayed hard the whole time. But he did it before. When he was younger, he did porn a few times.
We have one video on many of it.
I mean, he knew what he knew already.
What he had to do, yes.
That's, I feel like they should have guys vetted in the lifestyle as well, you know, because when it comes to it, you know, like if I'm sharing my wife, there's a lot of guys who don't get hard.
Yeah.
You know, and so now she's bummed out and now it sort of kills the mood, you know.
Well, I felt bad for him because it's hard for the guys to, it's performance anxiety.
It is.
And they're like, okay, here, now do it. Like, you know, and come on, do it.
And I try not to take it personally when it happens and be like, okay, and try to be very nice and, you know, soft is the wrong word, but very gentle with them. But it is frustrating, you know. It's like, oh, especially when you have a buildup and you've been talking to somebody, you know, for days, if not weeks, and then, oh, we finally get this chance and we're going to show up and... nothing happens.
Which is why I've gotten the shot. There's
the
a shot for it. Yes.
There's a shot.
Oh,
tell
absolutely.
Us about the shot, Dave.
The
sounds
shot.
Like a secret.
So if you go to New
like, is it an alley?
New Mail.
I'm sorry?
New Mail, the company, New Mail.
Okay.
New Mail.
M-A-L-E.
Okay.
They, not only can they give you testosterone if you really need it, if you have low T, but they also have a shot that will immediately give you an erection.
Holy shit. How long does that last?
Well, you know, a long time.
If it lasts longer
than
12 hours.
If it lasts longer than 4 hours, then they have the counter shot, which will get rid of your penis.
If it lasts longer than 4 hours, shit, that's a good night. That is a
good night, yes. So it's not cheap, but if you're in the lifestyle and you want a guaranteed erection, that's the way to go.
So you have to actually get a shot each time.
I think they call it Trimix.
Wow.
I don't quote me on this, but you can probably
do it
Google.
And, no,
oh, yeah.
And your penis.
It's, oh, fuck!
It is.
Most guys are smart like that.
Trust me, I was the same way.
He
I was like, oh hell no.
Oh hell no.
But
it's a really tiny needle. It's like for the insulin needle.
I was gonna say it's like the diabetes needle. Like,
Yeah, it is a diabetes.
It is.
They have a self-injector, just like the self-injector, right?
Because it goes,
yes! I would get right to the, no, I can't do it.
This is hurting me.
Yeah.
And then he has to give himself the counter if it doesn't go down. And he's had to do that several times because he's trying to get the dosage right.
I can just hear that conversation. Ruth, give me the shot!
It's going on way too damn long.
It's too hard!
Yeah, well,
what was it? How long
fourth
is it?
Hour, you're ready for your heart on to go away.
Yeah. It hurts
at that point. I don't know nobody's going to believe that, but at 4 hours, you're ready for it to go away.
Oh, the shit that we've
I don't
out
fucking
the
know.
Huh?
I don't fucking
so.
Know.
Yeah. No, so, as a matter of fact, it's funny, I was talking to the physician at the New Mail,
mm-hmm.
and he trained in California, and that's what all the porn stars are using.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, there you go.
Huh. See,
oh, I guess probably the older porn stars, not the young ones, like the one I mentioned earlier.
Yeah, right. Well, maybe he
but the older ones that are still in it, I'm sure they're all using the shot now.
Because, like, Viagra is definitely not guaranteed, mm-hmm. and a lot of times you can get, like, a really bad headache afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah. Viagra's. Matter of fact, that's the reason I stopped taking Viagra is that side effects were too bad.
Really?
Your stuffy nose, you get headaches from Cialis. There's way too many side effects. We know someone in the lifestyle at the ranch that passed out on the floor, and they almost called the ambulance on him.
Because his blood pressure dropped.
Oh!
So Viagra was initially designed as a blood pressure medicine.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he doesn't have high blood pressure, so he popped the pill, dropped on the floor.
Oh, wow.
And his wife is, like, panicking because he's butt naked on the floor. And do I call the ambulance because is he dying?
But he's butt naked. So what do I do? Is what she was saying.
And the swing was still up, by the way.
Man, see? That story could have went anyway. You know, like, I thought he passed out from fucking so much. You know? But no. The blood pressure dropped and he's down. Still with the heart on. God damn it.
So I don't know. You know, for me, I wanted a more guaranteed approach that I know.
It was really hard for him because he wasn't able to participate.
Right.
You know.
And the girl gets this, look, I know the girl's disappointed, even though she's being super sweet. Like you say, mm-hmm. you're always being super sweet. Oh, it's okay, sweetie. You know, yeah. I understand. But the guy in his head, he's going, what the hell? I have pussy in front of me. I have a hot girl.
Right.
I'm ready to go. And, you know, Mr. Wiggly, he's not showing up.
And then it gets in the guy's head, and it's not.
And then the
happening.
Next time, you, right. it's in his head again.
You know, right. but it's just so different, you know, because like we had an experience where it was like sexy, super sexy all night, and then we get to the hotel and everything's going, and then like both of, like the other couple completely like shut down because they never had sex in front of their partner mm-hmm. with another couple, and so now all of a sudden the guy who's all raw and rock hard was like, what the fuck, and the woman who's all oh yeah, she's just like.
They both got in each other's head.
Quiet.
Yeah. Oh.
And, you know, and then we're laying next to each other fucking around. I'm like, dude, this is so weird. Like, I'm not getting hard right now because of them.
Right.
Now what the hell's going on? We got to get out of here. Yeah. We got to get out of here. Right. Right.
And these are the types of things that people don't know about swingers. You just think that, oh, yeah, you go and you have sex with everybody and it's great. And it's like,
and the guy goes, I've never had a problem getting an erection. And I've never had a problem getting an erection with my wife.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Never.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we should mention that he was your only, right, Ruth?
Yeah.
Dave was your, you were a virgin when you met Dave.
Yep.
You lost your virginity to him, and for 24 years, he yes. had been your only male and or female partner. Yes.
That's right.
And you consider yourself bisexual now?
Yes.
Okay. And Dave, you're straight?
Still straight, yeah.
And so going from now... one partner your whole life to everything from to 24-year-old BBCs.
Yes.
It's like a night and day difference.
It is.
Is that the biggest you had?
No. It might be. It was 10 inches. Well, maybe the other one was about 10 and a half.
The guy in the at the ranch, he was 10 and a half.
So he was laying on his back.
Where was I when he was there? Just kidding.
You were probably there.
So
it was like 2 years
know.
Ago. He was laying on his back. I was on top of him.
Uh-huh.
He stood up with me, and I'm not a small person. Right. He stood up with me and was impaling me.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So they were laying down. He stands up while he's still in her
yes.
and starts impaling her.
Wow.
Yes.
And I'm sitting there next to them, and I went, damn, dude, you give a guy a complex.
That's right. I gotta hit this gym twice a day now. Huh?
Well, he was like 6'4". Yeah. You know, he's a big
never
guy.
Picked my wife up while I'm still inserted. You know, I was yeah. like, and then continue to pound while standing up. Just like, right. you know, it's an awkward position. You know,
it's
dead weight.
It's all about those legs, man. Getting the ass and shit. Hell yeah.
But he was a big guy. We call him BBC because he had a British accent.
And he's from the Virgin
so
Islands.
So he was a British big cock?
He was a British
He was also
I love it.
Black,
I love that you guys have nicknames for your conquest. Because
yeah.
I thought that we were the only ones
yeah.
that did that. Awesome. So we have to fist bump across the table for that
it.
One.
I love it.
That's awesome.
I love it. That's awesome.
There's this one couple that we met, and he called the girl like Minnie Mouse. I don't know.
I call her Minnie Mouse.
I can't remember why, but yeah. So we have some nicknames for different people.
I love it.
Awesome. But you meet so many people that
right.
sometimes you need a nickname.
Because just to remember.
Just to try to remember
I know.
Who they were.
I swear to God, if I meet another Chris.
Yes.
Exactly. I'm just going to start everybody, calling
know,
everybody there, Chris.
Dave. Yeah.
We met one the other day. We're like, hey, Dave, this is Dave. You know?
Really? Surprisingly, I only know two of you guys.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It is completely
you're right.
different.
It's not that common for some reason at our club.
No.
Yeah. No.
But it's a common name in general.
Yeah.
Very common, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah. No, you're only one of you.
That's
Dave.
Right. No more Daves or Swingers. Just me. Leave all the girls for me.
Me and my shot.
The guaranteed bullet man.
Yeah. So your new website is on Minivids, you said?
No,
it's not up yet.
It's not up yet.
The website is not up, but we will most likely be putting the mini vids link on there and use their shopping cart and so forth. We kind of talked about that before the camera's on.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, the biggest challenge in porn is the chargebacks and I've...
Dealing with credit card processing.
I've had merchant accounts in my business for many years, and I would hate to use my business account that I currently have established with no chargebacks and so forth, all of a sudden getting porn chargebacks. And so I just prefer to use...
Start fresh.
Someone else.
Start fresh. Use someone else's that already has that relationship with their merchant account.
Mm-hmm. Like you said, let them take their cut.
Let them take
cut. We got our stuff. We're paid. We don't have to worry about tracking you down or anything else.
And MiniViz is actually really good at cutting you a check.
They cut us a check.
They cut us a check every time it's... every week if it's $100.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And so, you know, we'll get 180 or we'll get more. You know, I'm not going to say how much we get. But, you know, every time it exceeds the $100 within a week, they'll cut the check. Oh. And if it builds up, then, you know, say 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. So the first time it took like a month.
The first time it took a month.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For us to get, a sell. And not one sell, but for it to hit enough for them to cut us a check.
Awesome. Wow.
And then I think we briefly mentioned it. Are you starting an OnlyFans as well?
That's what we're currently working on. She didn't know about that until you asked about that.
he's a huge market.
Computer guy.
I know.
It's a huge market. You know what? It's a very popular site right now.
Marketing is very hard in the adult sphere.
But she's got it. She's a MILF with the curly hair.
With her look.
With the
perfect.
Red bush. Yes. With the fair skin and the freckle. Like, you have it all.
She's hot.
Yes.
She's hot. Not me. She's hot. But what I mean is hard is there is so many different social media places you have to go, OnlyVids or OnlyFans, and then you have Twitter and Instagram, and they each have the rules, MeWe, and they all have the rules of what you can and cannot post, and then everyone wants to chat with you.
Right. Yeah.
And that takes so much time. Mm-hmm. that you're always balancing, or, you know, we're always balancing, how much time do you spend chatting with people versus how much revenue we're actually going to be pulling this in. And so a lot of it, and I know it shouldn't be all about money, but there are so many people that it's not a matter, I'm going to chat with everyone. All, you know, I 1,500 on Instagram, we're going to chat with all those friends. And then $1,000 fans on MeWe, we're going to chat with all of them. It's just way too many people for the amount of time you have in a day.
There you go. Right. Like, it's a job in itself. You're already doing the photography. You're already doing all this other stuff. So to add the social media aspect on there,
people want to chat.
Yeah.
Have you gotten backlash? Have you gotten any negative comments through your social accounts or anything
on
like that?
On Instagram, I'll put hashtag MILF and hashtag GILF because we actually do have two grandsons. Uh-huh. They're babies. And so I'll put GILF because I am a GILF.
Yeah.
And one guy said, stop putting GILF. You're ruining that portion of the, how do you say that?
You're using that, ruining that genre.
That genre.
Like you weren't because old enough so to be considered a GILF?
Right.
Oh.
Because I'm so young.
That's what he complained about.
Exactly.
You're too young to be a GILF?
He wants gray-haired, really, really, not sick. We don't have wrinkled skin, but, you know, we are older. But they wanted the 65
dentures.
Dentures,
you know.
And it just goes to show you that there's a market for every type of body, every age, every...
That's what I was surprised about, was that there is a market for every body type, every age, and things like that. Because I was like, I was thinking, I could never be, like, in porn because why would anybody want to watch me?
Right.
You know, I of course don't have the perfect body. I've had two kids. You know, you got stretch marks and cellulite and all that kind of stuff. And they love it.
It's the natural thing.
It's real.
You know, because, like, porn, it's all fake. Yeah. The fake tits, the fake ass, the fake everything. Right. You know? And so it's natural.
Yep, they like it.
I see the same thing about her. She's like, oh, hell no. No, well, people won't. Come on now.
And Bush is coming back. And I know that seems surprising.
What?
they were super excited that she has her Bush back. You know, because she was shaving it for a couple of years. Uh-huh. And then she started... She actually just didn't like the maintenance of it, and it kept on having ingrown hairs. She's like, you know what?
And zits and stuff. And I couldn't keep it under control. I was like...
It's ridiculous.
It is.
And so she's gone back, and actually more people are excited about the red bush now than the bald kitty.
Huh. And of course it's unique.
But it's red.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's very so unique. Unique.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So... You said that when you started your accounts, you had a problem with facial recognition. Can you tell us that story again?
So I had a Facebook for years and years and years, put all the pictures of the kids on and everything through all the years. And then I started an Instagram with a different name.
And a different email.
And a different email and everything, but that was my sexy... You know, Instagram.
Right.
And so on Instagram, you can't show nipples. You can't show, you know, you can't show. So I like cover up the nipples and stuff. So anyways, I kind of started it out pretty mild. And Facebook did facial recognition to Instagram and suggested my page to my nephew. And so my sister-in-law saw it. She called my sister and said, oh, no, we need to block all, we need to tell the whole family and have them block everything. And luckily my sister said, no. She goes, she obviously is proud of her body and she's not, you know, I'm not, what's the opposite of body shaming? I can't think of the
body
word.
Positivity.
Body positivity. Uh-huh. She's like, has body positivity and, you know, don't tell the family.
Her.
Yeah, exactly. And so she didn't, but unfortunately we haven't talked to that family because we don't want the conversation because they would never understand. They're super religious and we've, you know, left the religion and, you know.
She suggested that she was being abused. Oh. Like, this was sexual exploitation by the husband.
Oh! Oh, wow. Huh. Does she know you
really?
Date?
Really? Gator?
Yeah. Does she know that you're just
a kid? Oh, wow. That impact is super strong.
Does she know that I actually hold her back?
he has to reel me in.
Oh, my gosh.
She has to wear a mouthpiece for me to rein her in. You know, BDSM here just to hold her back.
So my sister-in-law has actually worked with battered youth.
Oh.
So that's the frame of reference that she has.
Okay.
And so she can't understand why
that's
I would
where
want
she
to
went
do
right
these.
Away.
Yes, right that's away. Where she
why
went.
Why a woman would do porn, why a woman...
Would
she somehow thought everyone
online.
That does porn is drug addicts, sex slave, you know...
Issues.
Human
they
trafficked
issues.
From... You know, China or whatever, and is being abused, sexually
abused.
And forced to do it. And she has no idea.
She doesn't get, like, that a woman just wants to do it.
Yeah. Have
like,
sexuality.
And as we got into the lifestyle, my self-confidence went way up. Because it's really sad in society that people cannot compliment each other.
No.
You cannot... Kenji cannot walk up to a woman and say, you look beautiful today. Mm-hmm. Because then she's like, what? Oh, no.
What do you
he's,
want from me?
Yeah, what do you want from me? Or, oh, he's sexually harassing me.
Right.
Or the husband or boyfriend is going, wait a second. Why are you even doing this to my girl?
Exactly.
You know, when something simple like that, the makeup, I'm like, wow, your makeup is really good. I like your cross cuts today. And they're going, what the hell is that? How do you even know that?
Yeah.
You
but
know?
It goes both ways.
You know?
That's so funny. Yesterday we were walking right here down the 16th Street Mall. And I see a couple coming towards us. And he has a Michigan shirt on. And I'm like, oh, go blue, go blue. And I'm pointing at him. And, you know, because it's sports. We all have to rally behind something right now.
Right.
His wife gave me this look, or girlfriend, or you know, the woman that he was walking with, gave me this look like I had just, you know, tried to push him down on the bed and, you know, rape him. And I'm like, and what kills me every time is like, I'm not even checking out him. I'm checking out her more than I'm checking out him. But
yeah.
She's so insecure on whether I'm going to, and I'm just...
The women in the club are coming up to you, nice breast.
I know.
You look so hot. You know, they're always complimenting each other. And I still find myself to be very, more reserved. You guys probably know that. Until I'm drunk.
Sunday fun days. Malibu and pineapple.
You know, I'm a lot more reserved. I'm not coming up and say, hey, great tits. You know, it's like, you know,
but even if you did, they'd be okay with that.
They would be okay with that, yes.
Because you're more, yeah, the body confidence and just the confidence in general that we all try to instill with each other. It's not It's not a competition.
And just because I'm complimenting someone on how hot they look in that outfit or whatever does not necessarily mean I'm saying, hey, let's go downstairs and have sex right now.
Right.
That isn't how it works.
No. Because you have to, it's more than just, you know, physical attraction. You have to, at least for me, if I can't, I don't give a shit how good looking they are. If I can't have a, you know, a 5-minute conversation with you, we're not going to end up downstairs.
Right.
So it's one of those things that I feel like with the ranch that we're very lucky, especially as women, because we run that place. It's, you know, we rule the world there, and we really build each other up there.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the men do too. The men compliment the women too, and it's great.
It's great.
It really makes your self-confidence go up because there's so many, every woman, you know, puts themselves down. Mm-hmm. And to go there and say, wow, I'm actually really pretty, you know, and that's every woman. Every woman does that.
But I don't know if you've talked this with other people that you've had on your podcast before, but we were with a woman yesterday talking to her. She's a friend, and she's like, I don't know how to close the deal. I don't know how to take it to the step and say, hey, want to go downstairs?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the biggest challenge everyone has is, okay, here we're flirting, we're talking.
Mm-hmm.
Am I getting enough signals to go downstairs?
Are we on the same page?
Are we there? And I think everyone is. I think that's the biggest hang up that everybody has in the lifestyle at the clubs is they don't know how to close the deal. Or not close the deal, but you know, okay, close the deal. You know how to take it to the next step and have the confidence to ask, without letting the rejection destroy you.
Right,
and that's the big thing, especially for guys. Right. You know, because, you know, at a regular club, that rejection right there, hey, you know, how's it going? Can I get a dance or whatever? You know, and they're like, no. And it's
please excuse
me. Get on my go, you know, whatever, bitch. You know, and but it's like, here, it's just like, hey, no, sorry. And it's like, oh, okay, cool. Thank you.
Yeah. One thing we heard at the very beginning when we started all this was there could be 100 reasons why a couple would not want to have sex with us, and one of them might be about us.
Right.
That's right.
You know, you have girls that it's time of month, or they're not interested in having sex with couples. Maybe they only want a girl, or maybe they only want a guy.
Maybe they're only voyeurs. I mean, there's a lot of people that go to the club just to watch.
And sometimes it's hard to plan things like that. Like for us, you know, sometimes we'll wait for a whole month to meet, to have a date with a couple, or to, you know, be doing something. And then that day comes, and I'm like, oh, I feel bloated today. I'm not in the mood. I just want to be in my onesie at home and you fuck me. You know what I mean? And you feel bad, but it's hard to schedule sex.
Right.
That's not how we've ever been. We're always,
In a marriage, it's not. We were driving back from out of state yesterday, pull off the side of the road, had sex right there while the traffic's going by. Because it was the spur of the moment. We were horny right then, and we had sex. And that's usually how a relationship
between... Spontaneity.
Is spontaneity. And you're right. It is harder to say, all right, at 6:30, we're meeting the Johnsons.
Right. Is Mr.
Saturday,
Johnson going to have
Saturday
shit
in
up?
3 weeks, right?
In 3 weeks, and then we're going to play and have sex, you know, later.
Yeah, after that.
Because
we're going
to be horny at that moment.
Right.
At that moment. You know, after dinner, after drinks, after, you know, we're going.
We're going for it, yeah.
So Mr. Johnson better have a shot in his pocket too.
That's right. So we learned to just talk to, you know, you really just talk to the couple, ask them what they are into.
Right.
And we've had some couples that they're like, oh, well, you know, the husband's like, well, I only like to watch the wife. And it's like, okay, well, no, or the couple says, well, we really like to play with me, but we don't want to play with him. And so we learned real quick that we are at the club together.
Right.
So we play together.
That's how we are, too.
Give me a pound on that one. Because, you know, the first few times we went there, we met a couple, and the guy and the woman were all over my wife, you know, and they were just like, hey, you can come in, too, but you can just hang out in the corner. And I'm
like,
what the fuck is
that all about?
Yeah, are you serious?
And that does work for some people. If you're a cuck that's what you're into, then, I'm not shaming. For us, you know, especially for purposes of the show, as long as there's consent involved, we're not shaming any of your kinks. Whatever the fuck you want to do, as long as there's consent from both parties, Mm-hmm. We're good.
We have a friend that loves to direct the gangbang on his wife, and he enjoys the being there and whatever.
So they only play with single men.
But they only play with single men.
Is this our mutual friend? Are
yes.
we talking about
yes,
the same?
Yes, we are. Yes. But I'm not going
I love them. Yes.
Yes. Yes. They're and awesome.
They're awesome people.
Yeah.
But,
and they're our best friends, actually.
Yes. Yeah.
But we've never played with them.
Right.
And I am not a cuck.
Right.
So if somebody wants to, you know, if she's going to have sex with someone, I don't need to be there. I can. I can, you know, we can do a swap and mm-hmm. whatever. But if they just want to have sex with her, I have no desire to be there. And I get bored. I'm like, I'm not a voyeur. I realize right. that I cannot sit here and just watch you Life. Guys go off and have sex and go, yeah, that's so hot.
I'm a total
Life
voyeur.
Porn sucks.
Life porn sucks. I love live porn. That's the difference here, okay? I can't fist bump you on that guy.
No, some people
because
are.
I'll sit downstairs with my water, because I don't even drink alcohol at the ranch, with my bottle of water, and I'll watch him. And I'm like, oh, I like his moves. I like his hip motion. I like all that, you know, and I love
and some
hearing
people are, some
their
people
noises,
are.
Their songs, you know,
right.
all of that. But we got into it for the same reasons. We're into it together. Mm-hmm. So when you come at us and say, no, I only want one of you, or it's, and for some people, that's okay. But for us, it's not our cup of tea.
Right.
So I can't thank you guys enough for coming on the show today. You guys have been awesome.
This
thank you
fun.
So much for sharing your story.
I know. We appreciate it, guys.
Oh,
yeah.
One,
so
wait.
Much.
I have another porn shoot coming up.
Oh, yes. That's right. So you have to plug it. So it's with Private Society.
Yes.
Okay.
And so on November 16th, he'll actually drive me out there. It's only about 11 hours. And so we're going to go out there. He's not going to watch.
So how does porn work in COVID times now? Do you guys have to get, like, COVID testing?
It has been shut
on
down.
On top of your STD testing?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
And it's been shut down nationwide. I mean, they're really
it was
struggling.
For a couple
it
months.
Was shut down really bad most of the year.
Yeah.
And
I
so I actually do talent testing. It's actually talenttesting.com. And so right when I did this shoot in May, they had changed it, and they required talent testing required that you had a COVID test as well.
Okay.
Wow.
And
okay.
so is what you do is you go into a lab, and they have this whole kit, and they do all the STD testing and the COVID testing, and then they overnight it, and you're supposed to have your results within 1 to 2 days.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And you pay for it, but you know, that's how you do it. And that makes it easy, because then you're not, like, waiting for the doctor to get back to you, and sometimes that can take up to 5 days. So with porn is what they do is you have to have all the STD testing within 2 weeks of that shoot.
Right.
Okay.
And some studios are 7 days.
Okay.
So some have shorter. Mm-hmm. Each studio can go up to 30 days. I think talent testing keeps it on record for 30 days.
Okay.
What's amazing is people don't realize how safe this is. I mean, I feel like the war on drugs and the war on the sex industry is fruitless. I think that
yes.
they should have given it up a long time ago. It's just a plain waste of money. It's your body, and you're a grown-ass woman. And if you want to fuck and get paid for it on top of that, amen.
Thank you.
So I have always had an issue with that, but COVID has changed everything. And now people are looking at the safety aspect of things much more. And so to know that not only you're going in there and you're getting that full gamut of STD testing, probably more frequently than than a vanilla person would go and do that, or even just a straight monogamous couple would, you're getting all that testing plus some. And so it's a very safe environment.
You're probably safer from the STD in the lifestyle than you are outside the lifestyle.
I would agree.
100%.
And honestly,
100%.
Because it's on your radar.
Yeah,
honestly, I don't know what to attribute this to. I'd always be curious because I'm such a science geek. But we've been very lucky, knock on glass, because that's what we have right now, that it really hasn't hit our club. We've been lucky, and I think that's because, in general, because of the way that we live and the lifestyle that we have, we clean more. We take more showers. We wash up more. But we're also around each other where we're still hugging, we're still kissing, we're still without masks at a lot of the events, but we're very cautious and always watching out for each other, because the last thing that we'd want is to, you know, make our friend sick.
He had a cough a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. and he was COVID tested, and
I'm like, we're not going to the ranch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we didn't.
And you didn't, rescheduled our...
Maybe last year I would have gone, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. but this year I'm like, no, you know what? I think things have changed. Mm-hmm. I'm not going anywhere with an open cough where, you know, I know... As soon as you start coughing, everyone's going to think, COVID.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? They do that now, and I'm just like, man, I'm just smoking some weed.
Plus, it's just not a good look when you're at the ranch naked, but feel like you have to put a face mask on.
You have your sexy outfit with right. the mask.
With the mask, yeah. Yeah. I'm super safe today.
Well, we'll definitely have to get the link for your November 16th shoot.
Yes. And so that would probably be out of... Probably the beginning around of the
Christmas.
Year. No, Christmas. Oh, no, but around Christmas, around Christmas. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
and definitely, you once you guys get your website up and running, we'll put a link on the podcast to that as well.
Great.
So,
thank you.
Well, Ruth, Dave, I can't thank you guys enough for coming. We really appreciate you sharing your story with us.
Yeah, no problem.
And definitely, when the website comes, we'll get it up on the podcast and make sure that we push people towards your direction. Check out her videos on privatesociety.com. And then, again, when you have the website, we'll look for you there.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, guys.